Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mickey Lolick. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The left fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Kirby. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Clay Kirby. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Milner moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball four. Milner moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Milner scores. Cranepool moves to third. Torre moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manguel moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Hodges interferes with Thornton, who is awarded first base. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-1 in the game. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirby hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lolick moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lolick moves to third. Manghul moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Lolick scores. Manghul scores. Phillips moves to third. Milner moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool is walked intentionally. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Touré hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger is 0 for 2 in the game. Steger takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to third. Steger moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lolick takes first base on ball 4. Hodges scores. Steger moves to third. Milan moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Dan Worthen now pitching. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Steger scores. Milan moves to third. Lolick moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milan tags and scores. Lolick tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Milner reaches second base with a double. Lolick scores. Manghul goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing right field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staker is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boisclair. White reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivera strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Parrish reaches second base with a double. White scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 8-1, Mets. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentine tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Mets. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Chip Lang now pitching. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manghul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Foote for a passed ball. Manghul moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Manghul moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Hodges interferes with Garrett, who is awarded first base. Carter moves to second. Chip Lang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Garrett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Mets. Del Unser pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Phillips fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser now playing left field. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to third. Staker moves to second. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Staker moves to third. Milan moves to second. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Unser. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Staker scores. Milan scores. It's 10-4, Mets. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.